On this episode of the On My Mind podcast, I'm sharing with you a recent interview I had on the Poema PDX podcast. Enjoy the interview.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Poema PDX podcast. Today we have a special host, Remy Keene. He is a podcast host for the podcast called the On My Mind podcast. And within that, like, he just wants to encourage a biblical and also a positive mindset with people, and he wants to like help people be able to get through their day, whether they're going through hardships, whether they're going through just kind of like in the cloudy kind of space, which is perfect for quarantine. This is a great episode for that, for people to find that good headspace now. So Remy, how are you doing, and welcome to the Poema PDX podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. It's definitely a pleasure to be with you and join you. I'm doing pretty well. I am essential in okay. My regular job. So I'm also, I work for T-Mobile outside of the podcast. And then I do the podcast in my free time. Mm-hmm. It's something I love doing. So I'm doing pretty well.
Awesome. That's good to hear. Definitely. Yeah. It's crazy that a cell phone company can be essential. You know, that's that's never been like a thought. Like, you can, are you working remotely then with it? Is that kind of where you're at?
Yeah, that's good. I actually got to come home. I helped with my IT department move everybody out of the building. But then once everybody was almost out, we were sent home also. And I take messages and customer care and everything. So it's pretty great. I've been there 7.5 years. So
wow.
It's a great place to work for sure.
So I guess that kind of like brings it back. Since you've been to T-Mobile for 7.5 years, like, are you, like, what drew you to start a podcast?
I would say that I just see a lot of people in very different circumstances, especially even like when I would speak to people on, you know, the phone, when I worked on the phones, and now that I'm in messaging, I hear all sorts of different attitudes and the way they approach like the things they're going through. And I've just noticed anytime, even, you know, everyone I talk to, anyone who, asks for help and is very kind about it, everyone's much more willing to help that person than someone who isn't being nice. So that is what kind of maybe inspired me a little bit. Of course, you know, I like to share good news with people. I mean, that's what I feel like the Lord really wants you to do with everyone, is share good news. And the fact that you can walk with Jesus in a way that basically you get to love people, and then in turn that love spills back over onto you, because when you treat people right, I always feel like they're going to treat you in a better way. So even if they don't, you are, I mean, the victor, because you get to treat that person with kindness, even if you're the only person that does. So
yeah, it's so true. And a lot of times, like, we can find ourselves like, it's that place where Jesus says to treat people with kindness and to like love your neighbor as yourself. And like, a lot of people don't even know what that looks like. They don't know how it looks to love themselves. So like, they don't know how to treat other people, which is why in customer service, like, I was working in property management before. So I get it completely. And like, knowing how that looks like and how to treat people, whether it's thousands of people or if it's just the face-to-face customer service one-on-one, like, you have to like understand that there's such a need for people to be kind and to have that integrity, because a lot of people don't even know what it looks like. They're just like so in a rush to go to point A to point B that they're just like, I just gotta get this off my list, I gotta get going. And like, a lot of times, like, probably in your sphere of work, you have such a rush of like, well, my phone's not working, well, this isn't working, my texts aren't coming through, I have all this data, like, my photos are not going. It's just like, wow, like, you just have such a vomit onto you, like, you're like, wow, nice to meet you, like, right. Like, I just like want to like know how I can help you and how to serve you the best but they're just like throwing their phone at you saying, fix this right now.
Exactly. Yeah, I would say it's great. I really think God brings certain people onto my phone at certain times, yeah, and certain things, because I will understand how to handle them in a better way. So one of the coolest stories I can remember is I just had someone open up to me on the phone, and I'm like, wow. I'm working for T-Mobile. I didn't really feel like I had that much of a purpose in the early stages of that. I thought it was just a temporary job. Mm-hmm. But then God put people on my phone that like were hurting, and I could tell that they needed someone. And I've even had the opportunity to like pray for people online. Mm. Yeah. I know maybe like I shouldn't do that because I'm T-Mobile at the time, but you know what? I think T-Mobile's cool because we're like, we call ourselves the Uncarrier.
Okay.
Which means we're different than every other carrier. So we get to be our individual self on the line. So I felt led to, and I felt like it was okay. I asked her if it was okay if I prayed with her, and then I did. Mm. And honestly, she's like, I'm getting off this call more happy than I've been in a long time. Wow. And I was like, man, just that small impact. If I would have got mad at her for the way she was talking to me in the beginning of the call or anything like that, I wouldn't have been able to have that impact. So that's why with the On My Mind podcast, I like to focus on just the little things that we can change that will make our day a lot better just by changing that one thing that's on our mind. And that's why the On My Mind podcast, I know that what's on my mind affects my day and affects the way I treat people. So I always try to put good things on my mind in the morning.
Yeah, that's good. That's such a like a good way to look at it. Like a lot of times like people they just want to be, like I said before, like just rushing and like going, but to be intentional with your time, what's on your mind, to be focusing on the biblical, the Christian's perspective, also like to understand that you want to like move everything out of a place of love and not out of a place of haste or ambition or striving for anything like that. It's so good just to understand that. So how long have you been doing your podcast for?
I started in June.
Okay.
Was when I started. Basically, I doubted myself a lot, it took me so long, because I wanted to start it a couple of years ago.
Wow.
But I was like, there's no way I can do it. There's, you know, I just don't have enough awesome stuff. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, you know, I was watching a couple of YouTube videos, and they were just like, start where you are and then you can always build from there. But if you just start, it'll get you better and ready to actually become more professional. And then you can afford a microphone. Then you can afford the things you need.
Right.
And yeah, I started with my headphones and my iPhone. And that
okay.
Was,
yeah.
And I recorded like little 7-minute snippets of the audio that I just was thinking about in my car ride. I didn't edit it at all. I just literally pressed record and played through and just shared what was on my mind. And so that was what it was. But then it kind of changed to where I was able to buy some things and invest, because I was like, I really enjoy this. And if I can even help just one person have a better day, then I've accomplished the goal that, that I've set out. And going back to what you said about being intentional with your time and that we should love people, especially the way I see it is like, we're supposed to, you know, bring the kingdom to people. And if you seek ye first the kingdom of God, everything else will be added to you. So what I did was I sought what I thought God would have me do. And I feel rewarded me in a great way. Being able to just even have a small audience is so awesome.
Yeah. Cause we're not looking to reach like masses, even though yes, that'd be amazing. But like want to reach like that niche of people that actually like want to be part of our community, where we're looking into for us, like as creatives, we're a Christian platform where we're wanting to empower people that are in podcasting, empower people that are in video, in photography, in music. As I have my degree in music and audio engineering, and then my business partner, she's in accounting, and she's like has all this kinds of background in the business world, and a lot of people are just like, whoa, like this is really cool. And she's also a worshiper and stuff like that. So we have a lot of great impact and a great knowledge, but we're like, okay, this is, we can't just have knowledge. We have to have some practical like work that goes alongside this and wisdom that we can learn as we go in. Like you just said, like you, if you don't start, if you don't try, you're not going to be able to understand, because sure, we can know these things in our head. We can know these things in our heart, but if we don't actually put an application, it's just kind of like useless information. And like what we did, we've been doing this for about a year now, and it's been really cool and really rewarding. And of course, the first episode is just like, you just have this pressure on you that is so funny, because we don't realize that there's a sea of podcasts. Like there's so many out there, but then when you actually think about it, no one really cares. Like no one really cares about your podcast except for you. So if you get over your own self and like understand that like it's okay to go put your chip into the podcast world and like just like pray and let God do it and like let get out of the way, then it's way better and it's way more fruitful, because like there's so much more that can come out of it when you just allow the Spirit to move and like you just kind of just say, okay, well, this is the Poema PDX podcast, but like actually this is actually the Lord's podcast and I want him to like do the work. And I'm assuming that's how you look at it as well.
Absolutely. I would say that, yeah, I definitely am just the tool that God is free to use. And I'm more than happy to let him use it in any way he sees fit. Just looking at some of my analytics, the fact that people in 58 countries, I counted down the list of all the countries. It's amazing that the reach that, just a small podcast could have. Just the fact that they've even thought to just listen even once is awesome. So
yeah,
I think it's great how God can just take something, as long as we're willing to go and do, he'll take it and use it.
Yeah, completely. So, is there a like kind of a spot you're wanting to get? Like, do you go through just your mind when it comes to content, or do you have like a book that you go through besides the word, to like bring up things, or like kind of like, are you wanting to keep, so the short question, sorry, is are you wanting to keep it as a podcast, or do you want to move it into something bigger than a podcast platform?
That's actually a great question. I would definitely move it into something bigger. I love all sorts of media. I'm actually starting like tips videos on my YouTube channel.
Okay.
Also, so I just recently decided to reboot my YouTube channel. So I deleted all the old content that I didn't record. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start just recording me recording the podcast,
yeah,
and posting that at the same time as the podcast. And then also just going to create like short videos with tips, like the first video, it actually released today, and it's about just how to make a better first impression, because just things that would lead people to maybe want to know more about the channel and then get to hear about Jesus when I share about him on the podcast, and just the fact that we use real like just real ideas and apply those to our daily lives. I get the feeling that maybe some people outside of the Christian faith think that we're just so overly law-abiding or religious, and that we just don't practice, like we're not normal people going through this life, but we really are. Mm-hmm. And everyone's just genuinely in it, for the ones that I know. At least everyone's genuinely in it to help other people. And we just love to see others prosper. And that's what I want to help people with. So yeah, I love the fact that we get to just experience the day and be able to affect someone in that way, and use this platform in that manner. So
totally.
If I can lead someone with one of those little videos to know Jesus or even just have a chance at knowing him, then that's an awesome opportunity.
Yeah, that's great. And that's, I think, a great avenue to go into with being able to record video, being able to impact people, because, yeah, especially now in a quarantine, like, so many people are just glued to their phone. They're looking at, okay, well, I want to go look at this, and I need to actually get a good, like, headspace and mindset, because, yeah, it can get pretty lonely. It can get pretty interesting to see, like, where people kind of, like, want to endeavor off to, because, like, it's not always a positive place that people, like, live in when they are not a part of community on a, like, on a normal basis, or they're not outside their house. Maybe their house is just, like, not the most enjoyable place because it's just in an apartment or whatever like that, you know. So within that context, people are just needing to see and hear and be a part of, like, that, being in a good headspace, being in a, like, really amazing, positive, like, forward. And yeah, like, Christianity is not about rules, as we fully know. It's about love. It's about, like, understanding that all these quote unquote rules are out of love for us, that we can live out of. And, like, a lot of people even have the same morals and same values, which is so funny that, like, people think it's such a rule forward thing. Like, you can't do this. But, like, we as a culture, still, we say that, yeah, don't do this. But we, and those, a lot of those things are rooted in the biblical principles. So, like, it's just funny that there's so many things that people like to say and judge, but then they don't understand that they're actually pointing the fingers at themselves when they say that, because they're the ones reciprocating it to the world. And
right, it's like they're creating a rule that is exclusive to the people that they don't like.
Exactly.
The ones that they
yeah. And, you know, as believers, we hate the sin, but we love the sinner, you know. And, like, we want to see people saved, we want to see people loved, we want to see people changed, transformed. And it's not out of a place of, like, you have to follow this guidelines. We're not Catholic or Mormon, anything like that. But we're people that just want people to know Jesus. Like, that's the end of it. We don't care about the destination or the way they get there. We just, like, want them to encounter the Lord and to be able to understand why he's worthy, why he's so good. And once they get their heart and their mind around that, it's like the Lord does the rest of the work, you know?
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right. Basically, it's like I've always been like, you know, it's kind of our job to throw them the life preserver, which
yeah.
is, hey, meet this cool guy I know named Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then it's like up to them to grab on and continue following. And I feel like the Holy Spirit really works on people doing that.
Yeah.
Calling them to him, because I mean, that's another thing that the Bible, you know, talks about, is that he's here to convict the world of our sin, but us of our righteousness. Mm-hmm. And the fact that once we are in Christ, we are a new creation. We're not the old thing that we remember, though we remember it so awfully.
Yeah.
That our flesh is no longer who we are, that we become a new creation in Christ. And
yeah,
it's just awesome.
Sweet. It totally. It's the sweetest thing ever. And that's what we at Poema, we just really want so much, to bring a culture and a community of believers to be able to worship, which is, I don't know if you know this, but the word poema is rooted out of Ephesians. It's the Greek word called workmanship. So it's out of Ephesians 2:10, which talks about God's workmanship, that he's predestined for all of us to walk in before we were even born or created. So, like, and a lot of times we can feel like we have this huge call in our life. Like, let's just say it's being a musician or a podcaster or a videographer or whatever it is. And it can just feel like, you know, it's overwhelming, it's too big, it's too scary, you know, the first pressing record is way too much, or the equipment is way too expensive. And what we've done is we've said, no, like, let's not let the things of the world, like, impact our true calling. And, like, let's actually, like, put a platform where people can come in and they can be able to record, they can be able to have community, they can feel empowered, they can feel encouraged, and they can also create, because we believe that worship and creating art is a form of worship, even though there's so many different ways to do it. Like what we specifically see and we've encountered in our own personal lives is that worship through art is so important to us, and that's our calling on us to like activate others into that place. So like that's what we want to create, and that's where we're going, and that's what we are doing now. And you know, I think it's really amazing to see that people like you would be a really huge person that would do great things in there, like being able to talk to someone that isn't in a good headspace, that isn't in a good mindset, to be able to have them on your show and be like, okay, like, what are you doing? Like, yeah. Why are you not, like, not like, not like convicting them, like, what are you doing? Like, but like more along the lines of just hearing their story, like, okay, like, why do you wake up with this really like heaviness about you when you just wake up? Or why do you feel so overwhelmed by the day or stressed out by whatever? And, you know, being able to walk with them through there, and then they can in turn, like literally turn around from their day or from their mind that they've had for so long, their cognitive mind, and be able to reconstruct it in a way that is like actually going to be purposeful instead of just destroying them in their day-to-day life.
I have a brother-in-law who right now just all of a sudden started having anxiety attacks, and for no reason. He didn't change almost anything about his life, and then all of a sudden he just started, or so he thought, no reason. But basically what ended up happening was he was the one who found his father when he committed suicide when he was little. And he was the youngest of the family and everything. So it was really rough on him. And then he just lost his mom. Oh, so like death is just obvious to him more now.
Right. Yeah.
Though it's something we all must face eventually. I feel like we like to live each day, not really thinking about it as much, but the best thing that I could share with him really was, if you know where you're going, I mean, when you pass, you no longer fear death. Death has lost its sting because we know where we're going. and it's just so good, because like when I told him that, though he still struggles with it, and you know, he's seeing a professional, and there's nothing wrong with that at all.
No, not at all.
Absolutely seek help when you need it. God gave people abilities and gifts to help people. And honestly, I feel like I can do that, which is why I've looked at some classes to become maybe like a life coach or something like that. Whoa. Because I would definitely want to know how to break down those walls and barriers to get in deeper with people that maybe don't even have a relationship with Jesus, because everyone needs our love. And, you know, I want to be able to share that. But yeah, it's definitely, I feel like God's leading me down the path, and I'm just, maybe I'm not sure exactly where I'm going, but I know that I'm following him. So as long as he leads me, then I'll follow. So, but yeah, it's just so good to get to see like even him just have maybe just a better day because of just something I can share with him about who he is in Christ, because he knows Jesus. He just hasn't started practicing exactly what the way he should.
Yeah.
But you know what? I mean, maybe this will be the avenue that gets him understanding that the rules, or however you would define them, are more guidelines on how to live a better life. Because God doesn't want us to have an awful life. He's not taking things away with it from us.
Right.
It's like if your kid goes out and plays in the street, you're going to stop him from doing that. Not because you hate him and he doesn't deserve the street. It's because he could get hurt in the street. And I feel like God's instruction is just that. It's like, hey, I don't want you to do this because it's going to mess up your life. It's going to feel good at first, but then it's going to mess everything up. So I just love being able to communicate that with anyone who would hear it, because I feel like maybe they think God's out to get them sometimes. Or like I've always heard people say, oh, I'm such a bad person that if I walked into church, God would just strike me down right there. I'm like, no, he loves you and he wants you to know him. And I just, I love being able to have the opportunity to even give one person that opportunity to know him. So
yeah, totally. And I think that's the most important thing, is for people to understand their guidelines, that people understand that, yes, they are truths, and like, yes, that they are like very important. But I think where people can like get very messed up in their theology and messed up in their worldview is that they just want to look at them legalistically. They want to say, okay, well, this is how you live your life. If you don't, you're going to hell. And I'm like, whoa, like, calm down there. Who are you to say that, you know, like, you have no point of judgment. Like, we're here to be the messengers of the good news, not to be the judges. Like, Christ is coming back to judge. And like, I don't ever want to be in that position to like be like, you know, that is definitely not where we're called to be. And I think a lot of times people want to be in that position because it's a powerful place. And I'm like, no, like, more power to you, but really don't put yourself in that place of power at the same time. And like, when you look at it in that kind of like space as like a father and a son, or as a friend, or as a husband and wife, like, these certain guidelines, these certain things that we have are out of love. They're not out of a place of, oh, I want to control your life, I want to rule you, like, I want to do this. Like, no, like, there's obviously this Holy Spirit that will continually convict, continually like give you that place where you're able to discern. Like, absolutely. I think a lot of people, like, they don't understand that word discernment, because they just want to look and they want to say, this is it, black and white. But like, no, there's so much gray in it that like, you have to understand that it's based on people's life, like, based on their own personal journey and relationship with the Lord. And I think that's where people just get so, like, I guess, like, misconstrued, because they want to like throw their own baggage on other people, and they want to like,
sure,
and that ruins their mindset. Like, as your podcast does, like, your podcast is like actually unweaving all the tangled cords, all the tangled things that they're doing, and saying, actually, like, you're not Steven, you're not Remy, you're not this person. Like, you're actually someone that has gone their own separate path, that has a certain way of living. And like, let's focus on you, and like, let's focus on you getting into a better place of health.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's what the On My Mind podcast is really there for. It's there to help encourage people to just have a better day. If you could take it one thing, you could change one thing at a time in a better way. Like, maybe I'm going to say hello to someone for the first time in a long time, and that could even brighten their day. But just that community, that feeling, and right now we don't have the opportunity to do it face to face, but the coolest thing is phones right now. You can use your phone to talk to anyone. You can use, Zoom. I mean, you can use whatever you want, to be able to talk. And community is so important. I think that's why, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, loving your neighbor, and you know, that Christians should get together and confess their sins to each other.
Totally.
And that's mainly because you're not confessing for forgiveness. You're more confessing to each other for help.
Yeah. So
like, oh man, I went through that. I know exactly what you're going through.
You're showing your weakness.
It's not to tear you down. It's to build you up in with the others that have gone through the same things.
Yeah. The vulnerability will always bring you closer, even though it's super scary to like, to allow yourself to be in that place of weakness, quote unquote. Like, you are actually going to be so much stronger and a stronger bond with someone when you actually let your walls down and you say, hey, like, this is my baggage and like, this is my junk. Like, I'm allowing you to see this because I care and I trust you. And if, and it's in their power to hopefully reciprocate that same level of love, trust, and respect for you. And then there'll be a complete bond that comes from it.
I would agree. I mean, that's how I really feel like about my friends at my church. I love them because I've gone through life with them. Yeah. I understand they have flaws just like I do.
Totally.
But the best thing is when they can come and confide in me, and I am there to help lift them up. It's like, well, the best thing about this, you coming to me with this, is one, you recognize it was wrong, mm-hmm. and you recognize you need help. And I love that they know that they can find help from me,
yeah.
and that they would trust me with that. Mm-hmm. And I always do my best not to betray anyone's trust in mm-hmm. the fact that they came to me for help.
Right.
I'm not going to share their business with the world.
No.
Or you course know,
not. Yeah.
Blast it on Facebook.
Oh my gosh.
I've seen so too bad. Much of that recently. Goodness.
Oh my gosh. It's crazy. Well, Remy, we like to wrap it up. Just by like to like have you give like some advice, some kind of wisdom that you've seen as a podcaster, through your life, whether it's with your podcast or work or as a creative person, like what are like some things that you would use to encourage someone that is new to the creative world or just starting in podcasting or that needs like a good headspace to like start in?
Absolutely. I would say that no matter where you're at, it's so important that you, number one, start. Because you can start in one place and God will lead you to what it actually should be. I started with, you know, in my car with what, 6 minute episodes at first. Mm-hmm. And now I'm to a good 15 to 20 minute episode that shares everything that I can think about. I plan it out now instead of just kind of rambling like
yeah.
I used to. So the coolest thing is seeing the evolution of your art and mm-hmm. like where you start to where God can take it. As long as you take that step of faith, I would say is the best way to do it. So if you just take that step, whatever that step may be, and put yourself out there, you're either going to sink or swim. And I mean, the coolest thing that we say sink or swim is I always think of trying to walk on the water. You see Jesus, you're walking towards him, but then you look at the scary stuff around you and you start to sink. And it's like, but then immediately Jesus was there to grab his hand and pull him out. So,
right.
I mean, just take that step of faith. I mean, the awesome thing about the creative venue is you can be the one to take the step. All mm-hmm. the other disciples stayed in the boat. He took the step out. Though yeah. he fell into the water, he was lifted right back out because
exactly.
ultimately it was Jesus performing the miracle.
So. Yeah, that's so good. And that's been like a continual thing that we've been hearing too, is just start, like have the courage to just to fail trying. I think that's my favorite thing that we've had one of our guests say. And I think that's so true, because like you just said, like with Peter going out in the water and like having him walk on water and then like looking to the left and to the right, and he like lost his sight of Christ. But like,
yeah,
it's okay. Like it's okay to be feeling like you're literally in a treacherous storm when you start this, because you're going to a very new venture that you have never been to before. And it's scary, but you have to realize that you're not alone. I think a lot Absolutely. Of people like can feel like they're just so a lone wolf when they go into this. And you're like, actually, when you start to network with people, you start to do it consistently. Like you've said that you've been doing them for almost a year now. And, yeah. and I'm same here. And like, we're at like 25 episodes now. And just like seeing the fruit of it has been so cool, because we are reaching people that we've never thought we would. Like you said, so many countries and so many different people and places, even though our impact is small in our like own worldview, like we don't know what it looks like in other people's country. Like we're seeing, oh, we're reaching like 5 people here and 20 people here and blah, blah, blah. Like, but they can be like, this is my favorite podcast. I want to listen to this. And they yeah. want to like hear this from you. And you don't understand the impact until you like, we'll never know until we meet them or until we get to heaven. And we're like, hey, like you're that guy that did the On My Mind podcast. And you're like, wait, what? Like, are you kidding me right now? Like, that's so cool. Like to be able to have someone that comes to you and like to realize that. So I think just starting is so important, because if we don't start, we're actually holding back people's potential to learn, to grow, to create, and to actually be impacted. So
absolutely.
Yeah, well, Remy, it's been so good just to be able to chat with you. Like, I feel like this was more of a like a complete theological episode, which is great. And I think it's really cool because a lot of times people want to look to meditation, they want to look to like the world for this like headspace that is positive. But as we know as believers that like it is about like having that place of rest, and meditation is not a bad thing at all. Like, it's actually important. It's actually biblical to meditate and to pray. But like, we have to realize that we're not doing it unto ourselves, but unto the Lord. And
Absolutely.
when we surrender ourselves to Him, like the possibility and the opportunity is endless.
That's right. Yeah.
So, yeah. Any last words before we close up here? Oh, also, how can people find you? Like, where can they
Oh.
listen to your podcast? Where can they find you on social media?
Awesome. On social media, it's at On My Mind Pods, PODS, like podcast, but just shortened.
Okay.
That's on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can listen to me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, basically anywhere you can find a podcast, you
Okay.
can find it. You can also go to YouTube, and just type in the On My Mind podcast. I only have a couple videos up right now,
Nice.
but like I said, I'm rebooting that and everything. Yeah, I love the opportunity to be able to come on your show and share with other creative people.
Oh,
It's really
yeah.
awesome. I loved the idea of your show when you asked for me to join you, and I really appreciate the opportunity to come on.
Yeah, thanks so much. And we'll definitely do some sharing of your content too on our social media so people can find you, even though we're probably in the same boat as far as impact and reach. But like I said before, like people need to hear your stuff, and I think it's important. And like we're just super excited to see the impact that it will bring on other people's life, whether they're in T-Mobile, whether they're in, like
Absolutely.
walking
And
around. Go for it.
yeah, one of the best things you said was, I mean, even though it's just our reach, 12 disciples spread the gospel through the whole world. So
Yeah.
I never doubt what God can do through even just a couple of ears and a couple
Yeah.
members of an audience.
Come
So
on, that's so good, Remy. Yeah, it's so important
absolutely.
just to like understand it's about a remnant of people. Like it's not about the masses. Like if we can impact 12, 10, like or 100 people, like and they're saying and they're spreading the word, like that's 200 people, that's 24 people, 20 people. Like if they're multiplying, then it'll reach the capacity of the world. And what we want isn't for our podcast to go global. We want the gospel, we want the truth, and we want worship, and we want people to live in a happier, healthier, Holy Spirit filled place, and
Absolutely.
not in a place of like trying to edify themselves through their own personal lens, because we all know that that leads to a very harsh place of just beating yourself up and making you feel like you're nothing because you're like looking in the mirror saying, you do better, you do better. And you're like, actually,
Yeah.
like I need to like start from a place of saying, like, I can get better and I need to like grow and learn and take a humble posture.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the song by Andy Mineo called "You Can't Stop Me."
Yes.
Man,
So
it's
good.
just anytime I'm feeling down or just worried about me and not being able to do it, I love that he talks about himself being his own worst critic, because you get in your own head and you fight with yourself on
Yeah.
whether you can do it. And you just need to realize that you're not the only one that is out here, and but you are uniquely you. And you can go into the world and you can talk to someone that I couldn't talk to, and I can talk to someone that you couldn't, and so on and so forth. And basically, it's just empowering to realize the gift we've been given in that.
Totally. Yeah. Well, Remy, thank you so much, man. It's been such an honor and a pleasure to be able to talk to you. And yeah, if you want us to go on your show or if you are looking for more people to be a guest, we will definitely send people your way. Or we can talk about that later. And we would just love to like partner with you to help you out as we are in a community together to be able to work and to help each other out as a podcast community. Yeah, we'll just have to see what that looks like, and we'll just yeah, looking forward to seeing where you go in your YouTube endeavors as well as in your podcasting endeavors and Yeah, I'm just really excited to see if you get your license in like the medical world, and like T-Mobile like continues to like be a great avenue for you as well. Like that would be cool, and just like, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing where God leads you.
Absolutely, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The On My Mind podcast is listener supported. If you would like to help, please visit the onmymindpodcast.com. Click on support or Patreon to support us monthly. Or you can buy a resource or something from the store to support us one time. We appreciate your support in any way that you can contribute. Thank you.